Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Going to talk some hockey in the next hour at 1 o'clock, but right now talking about Steelers-Patriots, also talking about some sports betting here. If you happen to go to the casino yesterday, if you're going to go to the casino moving forward, maybe before the Steelers-Patriots on Sunday, I tried to be joined by my colleague Gary Rothstein at the Post-Gazette. We got disconnected last hour. He's been covering the whole Rivers angle for the Post-Gazette, and he joins me now. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Hi there, Ron. I always enjoy listening to you guys. I've never called before.
Well, I appreciate it. Do you have an update for me or a correction or clarification? Please.
Sure. There's a couple of things, and I may have only started listening late while in the car here, but there are a couple of things you mentioned I want to follow up on. By the way, I've got a special interest in this. While covering it for the Post-Gazette, my father was a compulsive gambler with local bookies. My brother is a professional gambler in Las Vegas on sports betting. So this has always intrigued me, in addition to writing about it for the Post-Gazette.
All right.
The thing is, I did stop. In addition, they had the whole ribbon cutting yesterday. I had to be at as a formality and write a story yesterday. But I did stop by in the evening as the NFL game was closing. That very exciting game was wrapping up. And I was curious to see what it would be like. And the place was packed, not the entire casino, but the one place in the casino that was packed was the sports book with, I don't know if it would have been 100 people, somewhere between 50 and 100 people gathered around the big TV there watching as all those late changes were taking place in terms of who would win their bets or not. There's a lot of whooping, shouting, there's a lot of excitement in a way you don't generally see, I think, at the Rivers up to now, and in the same way that you would see in any of the major Las Vegas casinos. So I don't know if that was just a big opening night thing or is the attraction of that particular game, but if that was any indication, then there will be a lot of activity and buzz around this sports book. But
what,
the other thing,
Gary, what about the taxes on winning?
That's exactly what I wanted to follow up with you with your friend Dom. I'm aware that traditionally at the casino, if you win a certain kind of jackpot, like jackpot on the slots or whatever, there's a certain threshold. It may be 1,000. I sometimes forget. It's either a little or under 1,000 or exactly that. If you win, then the casino has to make a record of that and turn it over to the IRS. They hand you a form.
Right.
They report it so that you get a statement.
Well, what about sports betting? Is that applied to that?
I've heard all kinds of debates about the goods and bads of legalized sports betting and how that's going to change the illegal market. And one of the things I've heard in the past is exactly what your buddy Dom mentioned about taxation and that people won't want to be taxed on this. So I was careful to ask the people running the sports book at the Rivers about this, the executive who set it up, and he says they are not going to be reporting individual wins like that to the IRS and sending you notices that there's something different. I don't understand all the specifics, but there's something different about how the sports books operate from the rest of the casino. And it's only like if you, the way he put it was, if they pay out 300 times the amount of your wager, which is like some incredibly exotic parlay, and you win at least $600 in that manner, then they have to report that. And that's something that...
So if I bet $1,000 and I win, or if I bet $10,000 and I win, I don't have to pay taxes? That doesn't make sense to me, Gary.
The IRS would say different, but as far as will the IRS know about it, apparently not, according to this executive at the Rivers. They will not be making an individual record for the IRS or for you of your win, no matter if it's 1,000 or 10,000. That gentleman, I interviewed that gentleman who was betting 11,000 on the Patriots to beat the Steelers.
Right.
And he seemed to have no concern about
But he
that
has
thing.
To put up that money in cash, right? To
in get cash, yes. He walked in there with $11,000.
Wow. No, I don't know. Gary, thank you for the update, man. I really appreciate it. I don't know too many people carry that kind of jack around. You know, of course, a lot of people live in a different world than me. Financial world than me, that's for sure. But I appreciate the background. Thank you. I'd still want to double check that tax thing, though, because it doesn't seem if you win like a $10,000, how the state isn't going to want its hands in on that. The IRS, I just don't get that. But you may be right here. We'll double check it. Dan wants to talk Steelers Patriots. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good. Hey, I think the game's going to be a high-scoring game. I think the Patriots do come out on top by a touchdown. But I think both offenses are very potent, and both secondaries are very suspect. And but when you look at it at the end of the day, it's Tom Brady versus Keith Butler's defense, and I just think Tom Brady pulled out a way to win.
Well, he's 7-1 against Mike Tomlin's defenses since Tomlin came in to coach the Steelers, and the one win came on Halloween Eve back in 2011. They got some pressure on Brady that night, 3 sacks, 2 by Lamar Woodley. We'll see if they can match that up. I'm just hesitant. You know, somebody said, I don't know if it was Bouchette or somebody the other day, said you really got to bring the pressure, maybe blitz a little bit. You better get to Brady, because if you don't, he picks you apart, man. He'll pick apart that secondary in coverage if those guys are out there one-on-one. It just a difficult situation when you play Brady. That's why you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. Let's go to Jim. He's up next. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show. Hello, Jim. All right, Jim, you're not listening to you're listening to your radio. We're going to move on to Josh. Hey, Josh, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to say I think Steelers have a chance against the Patriots just because I was just saying they always play up and down to their competition. And my question to you is, what do you think about, is that a preparation issue? Is that a players issue or a coaching issue? But it's just been that way since I remember as a kid watching the games.
You know what? They don't always play down to their competition. And first of all, it's the NFL. I mean, everybody's paid. Everybody has pros. Now, they've lost some games you think they shouldn't lose, including this last one against Oakland. But I don't know if I'm painting it with a broad brush. They always underachieve against lesser teams, and they don't always win against better teams, too. I mean, as I said, Brady is 7-1 against Tomlin's defense here. So I guess they didn't play up those games, right?
Yeah, I mean, typically.
Hey, I'm not – I think they have a real shot this weekend, too. I really do. Is it going to happen for sure? Man, it's going to be tough to figure they're going to outscore them, and that's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to outscore them. Let's go to Nate. He's up next. Hey, Nate, welcome. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Ron?
Good, man.
I was just calling in about the casino here. I think it's a wonderful thing that happened. I think a lot of kids my age group, I'm in the mid-20s, I think we're going to be down there a lot. I think it's just really interesting. I'd be one of those guys that, you know, would stop in and throw $100 on a pirate game or something like that. And
now, have you bet previously, Nate? Do you consider yourself a gambler?
I wouldn't say a gambler, but I think it really draws the interest.
No, you know, I'm not asking you that. I'm just saying, have you already bet a lot in your life? You're in your mid-20s. Have you bet other ways before the casino?
Yeah, here and there, you know, a little bit of online betting for some games.
Okay, okay.
It just really draws an interest to my age group. You know, you can get out, you can be in the atmosphere. And I am going to go down this weekend and play some money on the Steelers game and hopefully learn from your mistakes. And
learn from my mistakes. I listen to who I pick, and then you bet opposite, and you'll probably be pretty successful.
I think the Steelers are going to win, but I'm going to put the money on the Pats just so we have ourselves covered there. So
the Steelers going to win, but you're going to bet on the Patriots. Well, then you're going to lose your bet.
No. I think the Steelers are going to win, but I'm going to go against my judgment and pick the Pats.
Okay.
I'm typically always wrong like you are.
Nobody's always wrong like me. I'm hold the record for being wrong. I can tell you that. Let's go to Tom. He's up next. Hey, Tom, welcome.
Howdy. Listen, that number on the IRS is $600. It's like the daily number. That's why the daily numbers players all play $500. If they want to bet $3 straight on a number, they buy three separate tickets for $1 each. And that way you win $500 if you hit, and you don't have to, as soon as you go over $600 with the IRS and you go to your local number store, Giant Eagle, wherever you play the numbers, you have to fill out a form if the winning.
Yeah, but they, the way he just explained it to me was that sports betting, it doesn't work that way, that they're not going to let the IRS know. I'm a little dubious about that, but I thought they'd want taxes on everything.
I don't think that's right, because you're gambling on the daily number the same way. And they
It's not sports betting. I know. And Tom, thanks for your call. I know if you win the slots, as the gentleman told me earlier, you know, you win so much, you got to pay taxes on it. But his understanding was that's not going to be the case with the casino sports betting. And I just have a hard time believing that. Brian in Brentwood. Hey, Brian, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Good,
well,
man.
My take on the Steelers are, we got Joe Hayden back. He wasn't back last game. You got Juju. Three losses. The Steelers got to be hungry enough to come out. We played them good for three quarters, almost four quarters. Should have won the game. I think you're going to see a high-scoring game with the Steelers walking home with the W, and Joe Hayden's going to make a key play. That's my opinion.
Well, there's no doubt that Hayden should help them. But again, they've got to get some interceptions somehow. They got to get some turnovers. And they're not getting turnovers. They're not forcing turnovers. Six interceptions all year. Brady doesn't throw them, and the Steelers don't get them. That's kind of a bad combination for me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.